Well, hello there, wonderful teachers. I want to invite you to an event we're doing this summer. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio, so you have to be able to make it there, but it might be worth traveling for if you're able to. It's happening on July 20th and 21st, so that's over a weekend, and it's going to be the best 2 days for teachers. We're going to have a ton of fun. We're going to learn a lot about pedagogy and creative teaching and business. We have two fabulous guest speakers, and we're even going to finish with an optional Ceilidh. That's an Irish dancing party. So I hope you'll be able to join me. Just go to vibrantmusicteaching.com/turbo, that's .com/TURBO24, the numbers 24. I hope you'll check it out, view all the details there, and I hope to see you in Cincinnati in July. On with the episode.
Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is episode 110 of the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and this is the last episode in our little series called Vibrant Music Studio 101. This final building block is called Purposeful. Welcome back, lovely teachers. Before we get started talking about purposeful, being purposeful in our studios, I want to give you a couple of quick notes. First of all, if you are brand new to the podcast, welcome, 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 but don't start here. Go back to episode 101 and start there, or go back further than that if you want to dive into the archives. You can go to vibrantmusicteaching.com/101 to access the first episode in this foundational series, and that's a great place to start. The second little note is about an upcoming webinar. It's happening in a few days if you're listening to this as it goes live, so I want to give you heads up about it. It's about creating reading rock stars, purposeful teaching of reading. So very relevant to today's episode. You can go to vibrantmusicteaching.com/reading to get the details and sign up for that. Now, you ready for the heavy question? What is it all for? Why are you teaching? What is the point of it? Sorry to ask such a difficult question, especially if you're listening early in the morning or late at night, but it's an important one to ask. What is the purpose? And would parents describe your studio as purposeful? Your teaching style as purposeful? Would you describe it that way? Many of us say that the purpose of our studios, the purpose of what we're doing, our goal, is to create lifelong musicians. That is fantastic. That's a wonderful, worthy goal. It's great. But how are you going to do it? So many of us say that, but it's kind of lip service. It was for me for a long time. Oh, that's a beautiful goal. It sounds fantastic. But how are you actually working to achieve it? That's what I mean by being purposeful. Whether that's your goal or you have a different one, how are you planning in order to achieve that for your students and for your studio? Whether we're talking about the nitty-gritty, day-to-day, minute-to-minute lessons, or we're talking about the years and the decades students spend in your studio, we need to have a purpose behind what we're doing and why we're doing it. So try asking yourself these questions to make yourself more purposeful. What is the end result of being a part of my studio? What is it that will happen if a student sticks with me for the long term? What do you want students to know at each stage of their study? So it could be each year, each semester, it could be every 3 years, depends how long term you want to think about that. How do you teach the things that help them get to each of those stages? What methods do you use? How do you help them get there? This idea and these questions are very closely tied to the idea of creating a curriculum for your studio. That doesn't fully encompass what we're talking about with purposeful, but it is one element of it. So I want to encourage you to go back to episode 31 and 32, quite a while back at this stage, where I talk about this idea of creating your own curriculum for your studio. We also have blog posts for that. So if you just go to the show notes for this episode, vibrantmusicteaching.com/110, then you'll get links to all of the things I'm mentioning there. and that will help you with establishing this curriculum. That's a big part of making your studio purposeful, of having a plan for your students and for what you want to teach them. Our students need to see us as purposeful on some level because they need to trust us to steer the ship. This is exemplified by one particular adult student who came to me. Before she came to me, she's been with me years now, but when she first came, we had had several email conversations, and when she came in person, she mentioned it as well, that she had been looking for a teacher closer to home. She lives on the other side of Dublin, but she hadn't found anyone that really seemed to have thought about their teaching in the way that I had. She had even visited a more local teacher who seemed fine, seemed fairly competent, but just didn't seem to have a plan. This teacher expected her to direct what was learnt, really. In my mind, this teacher was taking more of the role of a coach. And that's not what most students need. They need an actual teacher. They need someone who's going to structure their learning and what they're going to study, rather than just taking what they want, you know, taking a piece that they want to learn and coaching them through it. That's a different thing. So we need to be steering the ship. We need to be in control of the boat. Sorry for mixing up ships and boats. My dad would be very disappointed in me. But we need to steer. Otherwise, several things might happen. For younger students, the parents might start to take the reins. And if this has happened to you, you know how frustrating this can be when parents start to insist on this or that exam, this assessment, that piece, this book. They're doing that because it doesn't seem like you have a plan. And maybe you do have a plan, but you haven't let them in on it. Or maybe you don't have a plan. And, you know, it's happened to the best of us. But you need to resolve right now to be more purposeful, to have a plan, and to let people know that you do. Otherwise, parents might take the reins and students might check out, become dispassionate about lessons, and quit. So if you feel you are purposeful and you've got that box ticked, fantastic. Do your families know it? Make sure that you're sending them some kind of report or update. That can just be an informal email or call if that's your style. It doesn't have to be a formal filled out report, but it could be. Make sure that you have some way of communicating where you're up to and where you're planning to go at every stage. And also let them in on your bigger plans. I like to send out a newsletter every year. I just do once a year. Lots of teachers do every month. I commend you for it. I just can't fit that into my schedule. And I have the reports to keep us going in the meantime as well. So that does do some of the same job. But once a year, I send out a newsletter. And in that newsletter, I make sure to have a section about my own professional development. It's important that parents know that I'm investing in myself, that I'm taking this job seriously, and what I'm planning to change, what I'm planning to improve for the next year at the studio. This helps them become more invested in the studio, be more likely to continue, but it also just gives them a bigger sense that I have a plan. Because I do. I know where we're going. Might not always be perfect. I might have to change direction. But I do have a plan. I have thought it through. I am thoughtful about things. And they need to know that. So if your parents don't know it, and yet you are thinking about where they're going and how they're going to get there, try to implement some way of letting them in on your plans in little ways. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It doesn't have to be an essay that you send to them every week after their child's lesson. But little touches and being more definite about your communication of decisions. We talked about this in a previous episode in this series where we talked about giving recommendations rather than asking students to do certain things, right? That goes a long way to this as well. Because when you recommend something, you're telling them, I have thought about this, I have considered the options, and this is my recommendation. It shows them that you are purposeful, planned, thought out in your teaching. If you feel you need a plan, you don't have one, or you don't feel like it's really working for you, If you feel you need a curriculum to follow that will help you to formulate this plan to be more purposeful about what you're teaching and when you're teaching it, then there's tons of resources inside Vibrant Music Teaching for this. So if you're a member and you're feeling this way already, I'd encourage you to check out Tiny Finger Takeoff for young students or Piano Power Boosters 1, 2, and 3 for older students. Those are fully laid out curricula. And if you follow them, you will know that there's a plan behind what you're doing, and it will give you so much more confidence in communicating these things with parents and also in what you're teaching and how you're teaching it and why you're teaching it. And over time, you can start to veer off those tracks, right? But it gives you that structure. It gives you the backup that you need to feel confident in what you're doing and why you're doing it. Let me know your thoughts about this whole foundational series in general. We've covered a lot of ground with our 10 different building blocks of great teaching. Tell me about a word that I didn't include, an area that I didn't include that you think is foundational, or tell me which one of these stood out to you as something that shouldn't be there, or something you hadn't thought about, but that now upon reflection, you've realized, oh yeah, that is a core building block of how I teach already. Tell me all your thoughts in the Vibrant Music Studio Teachers group on Facebook. I'm looking forward to chatting to you there. And of course, members can catch me in the VMT Clubhouse as well. I hope you enjoyed this foundational series, Vibrant Music Studio 101. We'll be continuing the podcast next week with some other fun explorations and rants and different avenues to explore as teachers. I'll see you there. Bye for now. If you want resources to give you a plan behind what you're doing, give you the confidence that you're doing things that are pedagogically sound and well thought out without taking up all of your free time or all of your resources, then you need to check out Vibrant Music Teaching. Go to vmt.ninja and sign up today. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I hope you loved it, and I wanted to pop on here one more time to remind you about our event. It's happening in Cincinnati this July, and you can get all the details at vibrantmusicteaching.com/turbo. See you there.